One way to spread democracy is to encourage cultural exchanges with countries around the globe. The United States does a lot of that, just not with certain countries, such as Syria. Its capital, Damascus, is this year's capital of Arab culture. The city is putting on a year-long show with performances and installations by artists from around the world. Americans have taken part, but not the U.S. government, as the world's Aaron Schachter reports.
American politics is a hard sell in much of the Middle East, and especially in Syria, a country depicted as an adjunct to the axis of evil, branded a state sponsor of terrorism and foe of Israel. But American culture here has been strong almost as long as Syria's been independent. In the 1950s, the legendary trumpeter Louis Armstrong brought down the house at the Damascus International Fair. This year, American singer Meredith Monk wowed audiences as part of Damascus's year as the Arab capital of culture. But while the American government in the 50s went all out on Armstrong's visit, Washington this time around was conspicuously absent. Syrians believe the U.S. is ceding the cultural battlefield to other countries. This is Osama Ghanem.
I might say that the French Cultural Center or the British Council and the Goethe Institute are much more dynamic and active.
Ghanem is a Tom Waits and Jim Jarmusch-loving professor of theater studies at Damascus's Higher Institute of Dramatic Arts. He's also an organizer of Damascus's 2008 Arab Capital of Culture.
But at the same time, you know, I wonder what kind of head does the American government give to culture, you know. In Europe, there is far more involvement of the governments, you know, in a social perspective, seeing culture as not a market thing, but also a real fortune, you know.
Many argue the U.S. needs to spend a lot more on promoting culture, especially overseas. Mark Lynch is a professor of international affairs at George Washington University. He says the U.S. should follow its own example from the 50s and send counterculture ambassadors, like 1950s jazz musicians. Who are today's equivalent? Hip-hop stars.
They're extremely critical of the Bush administration, of American social policies, of racism. These voices are important voices that should be heard. And if you're a kid in Damascus and you're looking at America and trying to figure it out, I think it's important for them to know that there are these voices, that they're heard, they're tolerated, and that there's active dialogue in American culture about many of these issues.
It never seems to be enough. You know, I think you can have a substantial cultural presence, but it's always less than you would like to have.
Catherine Vandevate is director of the American Cultural Center in Damascus. She agrees that young people, as a rapidly growing segment of the Middle East, should be a target audience. To that end, the embassy runs much sought-after student exchange programs, as well as popular English and computer classes. But Vandevate says you simply can't control when politics will get in the way.
There are always challenges depending on the larger political environment in which we operate. If, for example, we downgrade our relations with a particular country, then that immediately has an effect upon the kinds of programs we can run there. If there's been a war, public opinion will be anti-U.S., and so it may be more difficult to do a cultural program. But those are factors that, in my experience of 17 years of doing public diplomacy in the State Department, are a given. They are always there.
Another constant factor here is security. While inside the American Cultural Center's French colonial building is warm and friendly, from the outside it's exceedingly forbidding. A heavy bulletproof door leads into a small, dingy anteroom with a metal detector and armed guard. Other nations' cultural centers in Damascus just don't have these barriers. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Damascus.